Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government has been advised that the Darwin shooting is not an act of terrorism. Mr Morrison is in the United Kingdom on a trip commemorating the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings. Our correspondent Phil Williams is travelling with the Prime Minister and he joined me earlier from Portsmouth. Phil, what's the Prime Minister had to say about the Darwin shooting?
Well, he looked quite shocked as he arrived for a function. He'd only just heard about it as news was breaking. He'd just come off the phone from the Northern Territory Chief Minister, and he had this to say for the relatives and friends of those that have been deeply affected.
This is a very tight community, and I know they will be rocked by these events. Our advice is that this is not a terrorist act. There is nothing to suggest that that is the case whatsoever. This is the true motivations of this criminal and violent act will become better known. There is a person, I understand, that is in custody, and they will work through those normal processes. But in the meantime, I think it's important that everyone in Darwin, everyone in the Territory, understands that the thoughts of Australians, wherever they are, were as far away as where I am today or closer to home.
That's the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and he has been quite busy, the Prime Minister, today. He's also had a meeting with the Queen and he came bearing gifts.
Yes, he did. He had a copy of the Winx book signed by the Winx owners, and it was a gift to the Queen. Of course, she loves her horses. And so that was the first royal encounter. Second was with Prince Charles, of course, who will be our head of state if we don't become a republic before then. And so, yes, a very royal day for him and his wife. And he also paid a visit to the governor of the Bank of England, of course, with his interest rate rises. I'm sure the interest rate falls, I should say. They've had a lot to talk about, especially with the threat to global economies.
Now, the Prime Minister is in the UK for the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings. Tell us about that.
Yes. Now, of course, the thousands of troops and material actually left from ports all around the southern ports of England, but particularly here in Portsmouth. This is the beating heart of the British Navy. And so he will join with Mr. Trump, with the Queen, with many other leaders, Trudeau from Canada, for example. And there'll be a huge sort of operation, a military operation, actually, involving about 4,000 airmen, sailors and soldiers, basically paying homage to those who 75 years ago set out for the beaches of Normandy. Of course, within the first 24 hours, 10,000 of them had been killed and many, many tens of thousands more were killed in the ensuing months as they pushed deep into France and then into Germany.
And that's our Chief Foreign Correspondent Phil Williams reporting there in Portsmouth.